parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There is breaking news at this hour.
The conservative political activist Charlie Kirk has died after being shot in the neck during an event at Utah Valley University earlier this afternoon.
CBS's Maurice Dubois, the suspect is still at large. Anna Schechter reports it's a complex scene.
In a situation like this where you had so many people in an open air space, lots of chaos right as soon as that shot was fired, people running every which way, dropping items, very difficult to figure out where exactly that shot came from and where the shooter might have fled to.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe on Kirk's influence with Donald Trump.
We know this was somebody who met frequently with the president-elect last year after the election to go through potential cabinet selections. Someone who rallied skeptical Republicans to the side of, for example, the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and encouraged or put pressure on them to support him earlier this year when there were questions about his qualifications. Someone with incredible influence at the White House, someone who's visited the White House hundreds of times and who today is very much in the thoughts of those that work in the West Wing.
NATO warplanes shot down Russian drones over Poland last night in a provocative act by Moscow. Eleanor Watson has more from the Pentagon.
The NATO Secretary General said that there will be a full accounting of Russia's intent, but already some European leaders are pointing to these violations with the fear that Russia was probing NATO air responses to test what would happen if Russia decides to put on a larger attack in the future.
Israel launched strikes in Yemen today. Yesterday's strikes on Hamas targets in Qatar are still raising concerns. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Edward Jajarian.
Well, I asked a question. If Israel is such a close ally, why did it not coordinate fully with the United States when it's obviously not in the U.S. national security interest to have to put Qatar in this situation?
Matt Piper has new developments in the investigation into the deadly collapse of a Surfside, Florida condominium tower.
Investigators who have been working for the last 4 years now say the partial collapse likely began in the condominium's pool deck rather than the residential tower. Lead investigator Glenn Bell.
The pool deck's slab column connections had critically low margins of safety.
He says in the weeks leading up to the collapse, a sliding glass door fell off its frame with a horizontal crack in a planter wall and shifting of a gate, causing it to become inoperable.
98 people died when that tower collapsed. On Wall Street today, stocks finished mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials off 220 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson will endorse Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley's run for governor tonight. They'll be joined by Common Council President Jose Perez and County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson at the event. Crawley formally entered the race yesterday, going up against Democrats Sarah Rodriguez and Ryan Sternad in what will be an open race after Governor Tony Evers retires. The DMV is warning car buyers to watch for flood-damaged vehicles after recent storms to the north. Officials say shoppers should look for corrosion, odors, and stains and confirm history reports before buying. And tomorrow, Racine residents can pick up free tickets to see the Brewers take on the Angels next week. The Parks and Recreation Office on Center Street will distribute the tickets through the Brewers Buddies program. There's more about that effort on the City of Racine website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Texas Rangers today, 6-3. The Rangers completing a sweep of the crew. The last time the Brewers were swept in a three-game series was opening weekend in March in New York against the Yankees. The Brewers had 11 hits but could only manage to score 3 runs. They have tomorrow off and host the Cardinals Friday night. NFL. Packers making an interesting move, signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a one-year contract extension worth over $13 million. Watson rehabbing that torn ACL he suffered January 5th against the Bears.
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, let me out. I mean, it's been feeling really good so far. I haven't, you know, had anything, you know, to deal with so far. It's all just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to keep on going. going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low within a few degrees of 60, and mostly sunny for tomorrow. Night stay with a high in the low 70s. A high in the mid-70s on Friday with sun, a chance of showers and storms Friday night into Saturday. It's 69 degrees right now.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hope you enjoyed listening to Milwaukee Brewers baseball this afternoon. If you're looking for the 5 o'clock class reunion, we'll get back to it again on Friday. Tomorrow at this time, we will have Packers pregame, and then we'll get you back to the 5 o'clock class reunion coming up this Friday afternoon on WRJN.
Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try. Like me, has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me.
Has he taken
any time to show you what you need to live.
You know.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I want to make sure something's on your calendar, especially if you're helping to take care of an aging family member or friend. On Tuesday, September 30th, you're going to want to check out the Aging Well Expo. It's going to take place at the Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue from 2 to 6 p.m. that day. So again, put it on your calendar, September 30th. It's a Tuesday, 2 to 6 p.m. Many vendors are going to be there. They're going to help seniors and their families navigate through the many services available to help seniors stay active and healthy. So check it out at Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on September 30th. And if you want more information about it, you can get that at our website at WRJN.com.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for tickets and showtimes.
When hunger hits hard, Ferraro's delivers big flavor. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's satisfies every craving every time. And this September, it's all about the cheeseburger pizza. Piled high with juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onion in a signature sauce. Topped with crunchy pickles and a special dressing. It's everything you crave in one legendary meal. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Nothing beats the sound of a perfect strike and the taste of victory.
Yes!
Celebrate your win at Angry Brothers Pub with sizzling wings, burgers, barbecue, or the legendary Friday fish fry. Relax on the patio or in the sand with a cold drink in your hand. Plus, fall bowling and volleyball leagues are filling up fast. If you want fun or fierce competition, there's a spot for you. All the fun you want, all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Welcoming you to our brand new store in Racine.
It's easy to find at the Regency Mall. We have amazing opening deals on ice cream.
48-ounce Dean's ice cream or 12-count Dean's ice cream sandwiches, both $2.99 each.
Ay, caramba, we want to see you in Racine for fantastic variety and prices.
Dean's ice cream or sandwiches, both $2.99.
Service and savings. It's
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father frenzy, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care?
Beatles and Eleanor Rigby on WRJN, a song that was released in 1966 on the album Revolver, but it was also a double A-side single along with Yellow Submarine.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And we have teamed up with the Racine County Eye to bring you Racine County's biggest local news team. So listen for the headlines here on WRJN and read the full stories online at RacineCountyEye.com. Here we go into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The First District Congressman reached out and touched constituents over the phone this week. Representative Brian Stile spoke with voters by phone this week in a telephone town hall, answering questions on topics like Social Security, energy prices, and immigration. The 45-minute event Monday was his latest attempt to connect with constituents. Critics argue he's avoiding holding in-person events. Stile promoted recent bipartisan work, including mental health bills, while also standing by the SAVE Act and Trump's energy agenda. The First District seat is one Democrats think that they can win next year, with Trump carrying the district with only 51% of the vote. There was an official ribbon cutting in Racine to mark Woodman's arrival and the ongoing Regency Mall redevelopment. The ceremony included the Woodman's family, leaders with the whole property group, and city officials. Now that Woodman's is done, construction continues on the Pritchard Park Place apartments. That consists of hundreds of new units. Those are expected to have residents early next year. The Crawley campaign has commenced, and he's already set for a Racine visit. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley launched his campaign for governor yesterday, saying his life story connects with working families across the state. Crawley becomes the third Democrat in the race, joining Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and beer vendor Ryan Sternad. Republicans Josh Showman and Bill Berrien are already in. The new candidate Crawley will be in Racine Friday for an afternoon event at the Main Project on State Street. You can get more about that event at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low within a few degrees of 60, and mostly sunny for tomorrow. Night stay with a high in the low 70s. A high in the mid 70s on Friday with sun, a chance of showers and storms Friday night into Saturday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh,
Candida,
and clean.
Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter.
And it says so in my dreams. said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And all these things were yours and they were mine. Whoa. So in my dream. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman, and Georgia Hall is on the phone with me. Hey, Georgia.
Hi, Kurt. Good to be with you today.
And, you know, you know I'm always happy to chat with you, but we usually chat during the summer months during the Music & More concert series, so this is just the wrong time of year for us to be chatting. What's going on?
Well, we're doing something special. I can't remember the last time we had a bonus concert. It was many, many years ago, but we're going to have a special one this Friday night.
All right, so a bonus Music & More concert, and I know they always take place at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine.
Correct.
Okay. Most of them are during the day. This one's at night.
Right, 7 p.m. on September 12th.
All right, give us all the details.
Okay, this is going to feature Zachary Scott Johnson. He's titled his program An Evening of Piano and Song, and he's asked a couple of his friends from Racine Theater Guild to perform with him. Okay. So we'll have Bob Benson and Dana Roders. All three have been in many Theater Guild productions and all have great voices. Zach just released a new CD in August titled Echoes. It's a solo instrumental piano tribute to George Winston. So when I heard he was doing that, I thought, well, you know, we have the best piano in southeastern Wisconsin, and we've got Zach with a new piano CD, and let's put something together.
Yeah,
so
nice. Oh, he plays so many instruments, but as you said, this one's going to feature piano.
It's going to be a lot of piano, but it'll be other things too. Okay. So not just piano. Zach, like you said, he plays more than a dozen instruments. He's got a most impressive bio. He graduated from Lawrence with a triple major. He has built an amazing online presence. His YouTube channel currently has over 43 million views.
Wow.
I don't know who counts all those, but and he's got 20,000 subscribers to his channel.
Well, I think he uploads a different song every day.
Yeah, he's got his Song a Day project. It's been going on now for 13 years, and he's never missed a day. So that's more than 4,700 consecutive days, he tells me.
Well, he's extremely talented. And Bob Benson, I mean, what a voice. I mean, these people just make me sick, all the talent. It's just, the talent's just oozing from these people.
Oh, I know. Bob Benson said he's never had a voice lesson, but his voice is amazing. I saw him in Les Mis. He was just amazing. He just blew me away with his voice.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So this is coming up Friday night, 7 p.m. Do we need tickets for this one?
You need tickets. $15. You can buy them online. First Press. P-R-E-S, Racine.org, or you can buy them at the door.
Okay, and is the money going to something specific? I know a lot of times you do, community, nonprofits.
We will have the offering baskets out tonight on Friday night for Women's Resource Center. So that's who we're going to raise money for at this concert.
Perfect.
But the ticket prices, you know, they pay for the performers and all the advertising and things.
Yeah, very good. All right, Friday night, 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church. You don't need your ticket necessarily ahead of time?
No, you can buy it at the door. Doors will open at 6:15, so come on down and have fun. It's going to be a great concert.
All right, very good. Georgia Hall, the organizer of the Music and More concert series, with a bonus concert this Friday night. Thanks, Georgia.
Thanks, Kurt.
All right, there she is, Georgia Hall, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long.
As I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Say to my wife, say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter.
answer to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer that I found new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, got a second new life. Send to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's September already, and that means folks in downtown Racine are getting ready for Party on the Pavement. It's coming up on September 20th, Saturday, from noon until 7. Party on the Pavement brought to you by Downtown Racine Corporation, SC Johnson, American Place Casino, and Ziegler Honda. And there's going to be street performers there, food and drink, all sorts of fun. Party on the Pavement. We'll see you there on September 20th with WRJN.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
You want something fresh. Nobody does it like Lee's Deli. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. Meals fit for a king and hassle-free catering all at your fingertips with the Lee's Deli mobile app. Help crown Lee's Deli the best lunch, the best sandwich shop, and the best deli in Racine. Head to WRJN.com and click on the Lee's Deli logo for the information you need to vote. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
W-R-J-N. Hey, hey, all right, jump up, get it. Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Lord, have mercy. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on.
the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump dinger and I like her mad fat. Devil with the blue red
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a
good
recording, man.
Yeah, brother,
like dig it.
Solid. Right on.
What's
up? Hey, man, what's up?
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can come.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Conservative activist Charlie Kirk has been shot and killed at a Utah college event.
Maybe 30 seconds after the shot, people started to yelling, run. I crouched down, and I just took off running.
University police have been going building to building, evacuating people. They don't have a suspect in custody. And Anna Schechter reports witnesses describe lack security.
His own personal security team was there with him, but we don't know what kind of a periphery they had secured. Eyewitnesses told us there were no metal detectors, that they just walked onto the field, essentially, to watch and watch somebody come up and debate Kirk, which was the point of the event. So very minimal security.
President Trump confirmed Kirk's death, as Linda Kenyon reports.
In a post on social media, President Trump wrote, quote, "The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead." The president went on to say, quote, "He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now he is no longer with us."
Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports there have been many tears at the White House from staffers.
This wasn't just a trusted advisor to President Trump. This was a friend.